Good morning to you all. We're glad that you're in the Lord's house today. In our call to worship, I'm in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and I want to read a series of verses here and bring out a couple of thoughts from this passage, beginning at verse 26. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. Now listen carefully to verse 28. And base things of the world and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are. Now think about that little phrase there that's added there. But God hath chosen, yes, and things which are not. Do you realize what God has in His arsenal? God can create things on the fly, things which are not. We don't see them, we don't know, but God can bring about things which are not to bring the things which are, all right, into perspective. I think we sometimes limit God. We somehow think God just can't handle all these problems that are going. There's just too many things for God to handle. Let me tell you something. God can bring out of His arsenal things which are not and bring things into focus and bring things which are to naught. I'm so thankful this morning that our God is not limited. That no matter what the difficulty we face is, no matter what the challenge, no matter what seems to be uncontrollable, is within His control. And so I want to encourage you this morning as we come together to worship our Lord, that can you please make Him as big as possible? Because He's bigger than that. Whatever bigness you might assign to God, He's bigger than that. Because He can bring things which are not to pass with His great power and with His might. And may we submit to Him and may we fully worship Him today as we've gathered together.